from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome to the program, and I'm glad that you're able to join us for our 15-minute broadcast today. Reading over some literature in the past weeks, I came across a comment made by an old preacher, a faithful man of God, and he was speaking on the subject of crying to God, and he had this to say: "It's very seldom Christ keeps poor sinners waiting long. Sometimes He does. He answers them not a word, but then it's to try their faith. And though He keeps them waiting, He will not send them away wanting. He'll be sure to give them mercy sooner or later. Though the promise tarry, wait for it, and you'll soon find it to your soul's salvation. Child of God, has not your Heavenly Father come to you yet? Cry for Him, cry for Him. Your Heavenly Father will come. Nothing fetches the parent to the child like the child's cry. Cry, cry. You who have but little faith and say, 'I'm too weak to cry,' cry. Did you never notice that the little infant sometimes cries so low that when you're sitting in the room with the mother you don't hear it? But she gets up, there is that child crying, and off she goes. She can hear it, though you can't, because it's her child that cries. Cry, let your prayer go up to heaven, and though no one else hears it, and though unbelief would say no one will listen to it, there is a God in heaven who knows and hears the cry of the penitent, who heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds." A celebrated performer on the piano used to say, "If I stop playing the piano one day, I notice it. If I stop it for 2 days, my friends notice it. But if I stop it for 3 days, then the public notice it." And no doubt he correctly described his experience. It was only by perpetual practice that he could preserve the ease and the delicacy of his touch. Be certain that it's so with crying unto the Lord. It's so with prayer. If we neglect prayer even for a little time, then the personal loss will be great. But if that continues, then your nearest spiritual friends will soon see a deterioration in tone and life. And if you continue long in this sin of prayerlessness, then it's going to have an impact on a much wider circle. To be a master of the mystery of crying unto the Lord, the mystery of prayer, we must pray and pray. Pray at all times, yes, pray without ceasing, because prayer is the breath of every spiritual man and woman, and woe be to the one who restrains prayer. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our gospel broadcast. Let's have a hymn. When I was in the United States, I picked up a CD. It's a reissued album from the 1930s by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. Dr. Charles Fuller was one of the pioneers of radio evangelism. It's believed that some 15 to 20 million people from around the world heard him preach the gospel each Lord's Day evening from Long Beach, California. And the quartet was part of that broadcast. And we have them here. They're going to sing a song that's very much linked to the portion of scripture that we will be looking at in a moment or two. They're singing The Great Physician.
He is known as the Great Physician.
Read about the great physician. We're turning to Mark's Gospel and the chapter 1. Let's read from verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith to him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out, and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Amen, and may God bless this reading from his precious and infallible word to all of our hearts. Let's speak about the great physician this morning. You see here an encounter between a man greatly diseased and the compassionate Savior. There came a leper unto him, we are told, in the verse 40. In fact, we should notice very carefully the words of the verse 40, for there's a very important point to be learned from it. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Do you notice how this verse indicates that Christ was the one to whom this man came? The repeating of the word him in this verse makes that emphasis. My dear friend, this morning, it is not by going to church, It is not by engaging in religious activities. It is not by looking to a minister, an evangelist, that we find salvation. It is coming to Him, the one who is called the way, the truth, and the life. It is to Christ you must come, for He is the only mediator between God and sinful man. Would you notice also with me how freely this man was able to approach the Lord Jesus? He was a leper, and as such, he was spurned and rejected by society. Indeed, he was required under the law of God to go abroad, and whenever he would encounter someone, he was to shout, "Unclean, unclean." But oh, the Savior doesn't spurn him. The Savior doesn't turn his back upon him, but rather the Savior is willing to receive him, and more than that, willing to cleanse him, and reaches forth his hand and touches him. Leprosy was a dreadful disease. It so affected the individual, not only in the body, the sufferings associated with it, but there were social sufferings as well. They were put out from their family and from the community. It speaks to us of sin. But my dear friend, there is today in the Lord Jesus Christ an answer to our sins. I trust that you will heed the gospel, receive the invitation, and come to Christ. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.